Express Yourself Milwaukee out of Milwaukee. Marcy's first reader on this one.
Express Yourself Milwaukee is located in the Lindsay Heights and Triangle North neighborhoods of Milwaukee. This is the first year of their Planting Connections program, which will be to create and install 4-piece poles with handmade ceramic tiles and garden installations as a reflection of how the community is addressing trauma, racial equity, and inclusion. The art conveys a deeper message of creating a more tolerant and accepting community. They are expecting 50 youth and 50 adults to participate, and the total projected costs are $12,000. They are asking for $6,000. Some of the strengths is the community demographics that they're serving fits really, really well with this program. They have the appropriate staffing, expertise, and facilities to support everyone for these 4 separate program pieces. They have approached several sponsors who are also supporting the initiative, and they have developed a partnership with Running Rebels Community Organization in Milwaukee, so that all looks really, really good. One of the things that I was a little unclear with is the arts education piece. Maybe I missed it, but I couldn't identify a specific framework or what they will do for educational goals for the K-12 aged youth that will participate. It appeared that the youth and adults who would participate in this would come to different events that they would host to write letters of support to the peace poles, and then they would create their own ceramic tiles to add. So it's a really fun, really, really impressive project. But I don't know what the long-term educational goals were for this.
Yeah, so that was definitely one of my questions, too. I mean, I can, you know, can't make assumptions of just because I know the project. I can't make assumptions based on the application. So I also don't know what the long-term educational goals are. I did really like the social and emotional learning aspect of it and dealing with trauma for the community of the students that they're targeting. So I kind of went back and forth with, well, I don't understand what the educational goals are, but I also understand that this youth is at risk, and that might be a step forward to educational goals. But again, can't really do that here. I also really liked about this application that they did engage other sponsors and community organizations, and the budget that was submitted seemed pretty strong for what they were requesting. Yeah, those are my comments.
Great. Other comments on this one? Lisa, any comments on this one?
I mean, it looked interesting when you look under their evaluations, and their data collection is actually fairly targeted. I mean, it could be more specific and tied to more curriculum, but I mean, they talk about collecting data in regard to attendance. They have a block party planned and the ceramic tiles. And then the create written intentions to be planted on the peace poles. So, I don't know, it almost feels like they have specific information that they plan to assess, but because it's not really outlined more in the narrative, it makes it kind of, like, difficult to get a feel for it, you know? It's, so... That's about all I have to say.